In today's Leader Feeder, I want to talk about how you, as the frontline leader, influence the turnover and retention in your department. Turnover is very expensive for you as a leader and for your organization. You need employees to want to come to your place of business to work. You also need them to stay with you so that you can train them up and help them be more productive. But the question is, why doesn't someone want to stay in your workplace? Why don't they want to work for you as their frontline leader? And I think it's because they don't feel that you really care whether they're on your team or not, or there's other prospects. If you're not going to treat them well, they may as well go and look somewhere else. Now, as the job market improves, turnover becomes a bit of an issue because the workers that you have other options that they could go to if they don't feel that they're treated right in your workplace. And of course, again, you're going to spend a lot more time retraining them over and over again if you keep having to have new workers come in. So we want to basically handle all the things that you as a frontline leader influence when it comes to employee turnover. So I've got a few tips for you. Number one is you want these new employees, when they join you, to feel welcome in your department. So that means you need to properly greet them and welcome them on their first day of work. You need to introduce them to the other people in the work group. You need to show them around the place so that they don't feel as confused about the environment that they're working in. And that way, you know, they know that they're valued to you as a leader. Secondly, it can be overwhelming for a new worker when they're trying to learn the job. So you need to make sure you invest in the training and coaching of them and check in with them throughout their first day or few days or even few weeks to see how they're coming along and make sure they're learning the basics of the job. If they feel that you've invested in them in terms of their training so that they can be successful, they're more likely to stay. Because remember, you're comparing your organization, or they're comparing your organization, to their opportunities. Basically, they're trying to decide, should I stay here where they're at least making me feel welcome and training me, or should I go and find a job somewhere else because I don't feel that this company cares about me? And then the third aspect that we're really focused on is giving some sort of praise or encouragement. Again, it can be extremely stressful when you start a new job with a new employer or you transfer to a new department. You're trying to figure out whether that leader really thinks you're doing a good job, because there is a learning curve, right? It takes a while to learn all the aspects of a department and master those. So you need to actually encourage your employees. Depending on the pace of work, that means, because by the way, I have heard some organizations have trouble getting people to stay through their first whole shift. People leave like mid-shift because they can't handle it. So really, somebody who finishes their first day in a really fast-paced, difficult environment deserves at least an acknowledgement from the supervisor, the frontline leader. Hey, you made it through your first day. Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. On the second, third day, they've made it through two or three days with a steep learning curve, really stressful work. You need to acknowledge that. Hey, you know what? You made it through your first few days. Hey, you know what? You've made it through your first week. And you might be saying, oh my gosh, do I have to actually acknowledge that people stayed on the job for one day, 3 days, a week? Well, the question is, do you want them to leave and have a new worker that you have to train the next day? Of course not. So you as a frontline leader, sure, there might be other issues going on in the company that affect whether an employee stays, but you have to control the part that you can influence. So with turnover of your staff, I want you to make sure that you're making them feel welcome, that you're giving them the training and coaching that they deserve and need, and that you're actually acknowledging them and praising them for their accomplishments as they learn the job. If you've liked this Leader Feeder message, remember that many companies bring us in to do on-site training. And if we can do that for you, obviously connect with us, or you might want to tap into some of our online resources that we have. So visit us online at frontlineleadership.com, or connect with us on many of the social media platforms. On Facebook, you could look us up at Frontline Leader.